We're in the Keses HaSefer, Simen Yud Aleph, Seif Beis. Just a reminder that these shiurim are a shortened version. Be'ezer Hashem, in the next machzer, we'll go into the halachas and Simen Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis in a more thorough fashion. Says the Keses, Seif Beis, Afilu Shem Shenechtav Betos, even a Shem Hashem that was written Betos, Shekasvei Be'makim She'ein Mekoyme. In other words, there's not supposed to be a Shem Hashem here. But the Sefer accidentally wrote the shame in this spat. Nevertheless, it's still aser b'mechika. V'afilu kosvei shaloi l'shem kedusha. Even if the Sefer did not write the shame and say before writing it l'shem kedushas Hashem, it's also going to be aser b'mechika. V'afilu nasa al yedei chak teiches. Even if the shame Hashem was created through chak teiches, it's also going to be aser b'mechika. D'loi havei ksav le'inyan sefer Torah. And that was even though chak teiches, when it comes to a sefer Torah, tefillin u'mezuzos, is not considered ksav. Nevertheless, it doesn't make it mutter to erase a shem Hashem that's written with chak teiches, because the iser of mechikas Hashem is independent of the dinim of what's kosher for a sefer Torah. V'afilu enei b'ksav hashuris. Even if somebody wrote a shem not in ksav hashuris, Ela b'ksav nochri, he wrote it in a goyisha ksav. We'll see in the Keses what that means. V'afilu nasa al yedei tfira, even if the Shem Hashem is created by sewing, stitching it into a garment, ayariga, or by weaving it, ayminei tzivaynim, or through various colors, no matter how the Shem is created, yiyah be'eza eifin shiyah, however one creates the Shem, v'al kol dover, and whatever one creates a Shem on, the kol mokim shehu, and wherever it may be done, kol shenasa bekavonas Hashem. Any shame created with kavonas Hashem. What's the definition of kavonas Hashem? Dehainu shehakoisvei oyha oisa oisa yoda shezehu shmoi shel hakadosh baruch hu. That's the definition. Anyone who creates a shame, either by writing, by sewing, by weaving, as long as he knew that that is the shame of Hashem when he did it, kol ha-mekalkel ois achas mimenu oiver belav v'chayev malkus. Anybody who is mekalkel even one ois of that shem Hashem is oiver a lav de'iraisa and is going to be chayev malkus. Now the Lishka in Sifkotin Gimel discusses the idea of a shem that's nechtav betos, and in that Sifkotin the Keses proves that a shame that's written betos is still aser b'mechika from the case in Masechta Seifrim of a Seifer who accidentally wrote the shame twice. Over there in the Masechta Seifrim it says that, l'mashal, let's say, as we discussed in the past, Seifer wrote Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Lemer. That's what it's supposed to say. And he wrote Vayadaber Hashem Hashem El Moshe Lemer. So it says that one should cut out the second shame. So from there you see that it's aser b'mechika. The Lishka says that this is a davar pashut with many rayas to it, and he's only mentioning this because he saw that there are those that make this mistake. In Seif Katan Dalid, the Keses discusses the idea that is discussed on top of Chak Teiches, and he says that the opinion of most poiskim is that a Shem Hashem that's created through Chak Teiches is going to be Aser B'mechika. And he brings a raya from the pasuk itself, because it says, "Upsile Eloihehem segadeyun, v'ibadetem eshma min amokim ahu loisasun kein l'Hashem elekechem." So the idea that the pasuk says to wipe out all avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael, and it's talking specifically about psile Eloihehem. Psile Eloihehem is a statue. How does one create a statue? With chak teiches, right? That's how a statue is made. It's by sculpting. Sculpting is chak teiches. So, and then the pasuk says, "V'loy sasam kein l'Hashem elekechem." You can't erase the Shem Hashem. So just like it says that you should wipe out the statue which is made by sculpting with chak teiches, "V'loy sasam kein l'Hashem elekechem," so you can't erase the Shem Hashem, even if it's made with chak teiches. He then proceeds to bring a number of tshuvas who give various heterim related to erasing Hashem written with chak teiches, and he proves that they are all mistaken, and he paskins halacha lemaisa, that there's no shaila and there's no suffik, and any shem Hashem is aser to erase, so long as the person knew that he was writing a shem Hashem, even if the shem was made via chak teiches, it's still going to be aser b'mechika. We're in Simen Yud Aleph, in the Keses HaSofer, in the Lishka Sifkatan Hey. Just a reminder that these Shiurim are an abridged version. Mirtzah Hashem, in the next Machzer, we will give Simonim Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis a more full treatment. Now, we said in the Keses, in Sif Beis, that any shame, whether it's written in Chaktoiches or any which way, no matter how it's written, where it's written, what it's written on, all shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so long as the person who wrote the shame knew that he was writing the shame, even if he didn't say L'shem Kedushas Hashem, but he knew that he was writing Hashem Hashem, so it's always going to be Osir B'mechika. Now, one of the things that the Keses mentioned was Va'afilu einai b'ksav ashuris, even if it's not written in ksav ashuris, ela b'ksav nochri. It's written in Goyesha language. So what does Goyesha language mean? So in Sifkaten Hey, in the Lishkas HaSofer, he discusses the question of whether or not a shame that's written, for instance, let's say in English, is aser b'mechika. Now, what does that mean, that Hashem Hashem is written in English? So, for instance, let's say one writes G, and then the letter O, and then the letter D. So, that is Hashem of Hashem written in English. So, he says, B'Shem the Rambam, that one is not chayiv if one erases, one's not chayiv malchus if one erases such Hashem Hashem. That's not going to be an Issa D'Oraisa. Because why? He wrote a non-Jewish word in a non-Jewish language. However, let's say the Keses gives the example where one writes the letter E, and then the letter I, and then the letter L. So that's Kale. So one wrote a Jewish Shem Hashem in a non-Jewish language. Well, let's say one wrote Elohim. He writes E, and then L, and then O, H-I-M, right? So he wrote Elohim, he wrote a Jewish Shem Hashem in a non-Jewish language. That, he says, would be Osir B'Mechika. So again, the distinction is, if one writes a non-Jewish word in a non-Jewish language, he says B'Shem the Rambam that one is not Chayiv Malkus for erasing such a Shem Hashem. However, if one writes a Jewish word in a not Jewish language, then that Shem Hashem would be Osir B'Mechika. Now, he says that even though the Yavit says that it's always going to be Osir, the Yavit says even if one writes the word G-O-D in English, so that would be Osir as well. So he says it's possible that the Yavit doesn't really mean it's an Isser. He just means that so long as there's no Tzairich, so the same way, even like by a Yud-Yud, for instance, the Poskim say that one shouldn't erase it if there's no Tzairich. So then, over here also, the Yavitz doesn't mean it's an Isser, he just means that it shouldn't be done. Then, the Lishka brings various cases from the Tashbitz and the Chavis Yoyer about Shemus written in foreign languages, and he discusses different permutations of how one can write a Shem in a foreign language, and what would be the halacha in those particular cases. So that's a recap of what's discussed in the Lishkas HaSofer, in Sif Cotton Hay.